sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks. I hope you can hear me. This is James Kelso reporting live to you on the Trump phenomenon here on June 14th, 2018, a fine Thursday. And if my sound is a little bit compromised, it is because I'm talking to you on my cell phone from my hotel room in Montgomery Bell State Park, Tennessee. I am at the American Freedom Party and Council of Conservative Citizens Joint Conference, and so far everything is fine. The conference hasn't started yet, but there are a number of us early birds who are arriving at the event a day early. The event begins tomorrow, and everything looks as if it will go very well. So that's the report. We've got Paul Fromm with us from Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, and that's good news about Montgomery Bell. This is really good.
Yes, it is. And I'll give you a report on the various fronts, folks. I was just talking with some guests here who flew in from Germany, and some who flew in from Japan. And wow. Pretty exciting there. I was saying that the number one concern of an event organizer is that the event take place at all, that it actually, go ahead. And I think this event has passed that threshold already. When I first got here, the first encounter that, was a clue to me was the expression on the face of the head of the police and park rangers here, and he was smiling. So that was good. That was very good. And he's continued to smile all day. And so that's just wonderful news. And there's everything seems to be going just fine. And I'll report more to you tomorrow at the same time here on our Trump Phenomenon show. I'll bring you a live show. And I might have a better connection then. Rather than being on my cell phone, I may have gotten all the bells and whistles to work on my laptop here. And I think I can pretty much promise you that, because I did, in fact, do live broadcasting from the American Renaissance Conference with this very same 19-inch laptop just a couple months ago. You heard James Edwards live being interviewed on this show. And we may do that again, because James Edwards will be speaking here on Saturday, as will Dr. Kevin B. McDonald and Dr. Tomislav Sunik and Dr. Virginia Abernethy and, a bunch of others. So that will be Bill Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party, is already here. In fact, he's rooming right next to me. So it's all looking good, Paul. You're a veteran of conferences. So you know how the things I observed right there are already, half the fears are already alleviated with that information.
Yes, and I don't think there ever really was a lot of fear about Montgomery Bell, because it is hosted, I think, the American Renaissance Conference for the last six or seven years. And, there have been efforts, sometimes not very serious, other times very serious, to try to stop it. I know there were protests to the Tennessee government and the whole nine yards, but it's now become an established fact, it's not going away. And every year, the American Renaissance Conference, thanks to Jared Taylor and his friends, comes off without a hitch. If there is any protest, it's usually kept away. The people at the conference don't engage with the Antifa or the street crazies. And I suspect they will probably soon stop protesting. It's only fun if there's a good chance of it being canceled. And, I've advocated for years, if businesses show just a little bit more courage and say, you just have to say, look, we don't endorse anybody who rents from us. We rent rooms, we rent space, we rent a meeting room, we provide a meal. That's what our job is. We're not taking political sides. And no, we're not going to, you may say what you like about this group, but we're not going to.
Dream world will never, in any recent times, that will not appear in the commercial world. And the winning formula that Jared Taylor, the winning formula that Jared Taylor has come up with here at Montgomery Bell is to use a government facility. And because it's only the government that feels obligated by the First Amendment to protect our First Amendment rights. Businesses, corporations don't feel so obligated, and in fact, legally, they aren't.
Well, that's what I think. I did depart from some of my free enterprise compatriots. I think we should make it quite clear that, when and if we ever do get closer to the levers of power, we're going to remember these people for the cowardly, unprincipled goofs that they are. And they are. I used to be an Ayn Randian like yourself, many, many years ago, and I used to idolize the entrepreneur. Well, there are good things about entrepreneurs,
Paul, when I say that, you know, they're not, I'm just speaking about the state of the law. The state of the law is that a private owner owns his or her business. It's theirs. And if they don't want to serve you, you know, they have the right to turn you away.
I don't think that's exactly accurate. If they didn't want to serve you because you're black, that they would be up to their eyeballs.
Exactly. But they're not obligated to provide you with free speech. That's just the state of the law. And they can object to what you're saying and so on. And, you know, I'd love to go where you're, you know, to the world you're talking about, dear Paul, but just as we've had no success with commercial businesses. It's gone from worse to worse. So this using a state park here, it's worked, as you say, correct. It's worked for 7 straight years for Jared Taylor. And a tremendous thank you has to be extended to Jared Taylor for building up his great track record. And let's hope that we can run this thing competently enough over the next couple of days to not hurt and possibly help that track record and that reputation that Jared built up. So I'll keep you fully informed on it, folks. But it looks good.
Criticizing Jared at all. He made the right choice, and I was one of those who, on learning about the way the First Amendment operates, encouraged him to abandon hotels and do that. I'm just saying, we should encourage businesses to the extent we have any influence to show some courage. And right. I had a situation like that over 20 years ago in Alberta, where an Antifa type group, actually led by a communist professor, tried to track where the hotels where a group similar to mine met, and they would call the hotel and say it's the Nazis or the Klan or whatever, scare the bejesus out of them, and meetings would be canceled. Well, what happened in Leduc, Alberta, after having his initial venue canceled, the gentleman in question, Ron Gossick, went to a place called the Leduc Inn and told them, you know, there might be controversy, and the owner said, well, I believe in free speech, and fine. Well, it wasn't the Antifa who contacted him. The police, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, came around and said, you've got a controversial group there. There could be trouble at the meeting. You know what the owner said to them? Really? Okay, it's your job to prevent the trouble. Well, the Mountie didn't know what had hit him. And he said, yeah. If any of them come into my parking lot, I'll go after them with a baseball bat. Well, you can't do that. Well, anyway, came the first night of the conference. It was a rainy, cold, sleeting, nasty November evening. And about 4 raggedy students showed up, you know, fascism or whatever. They lasted half an hour, and there was never any more trouble. They gave up, and for the next 15 years, all sorts of nationalist groups met at that hotel, probably put a couple of $100,000 in business, in room rentals and bedroom rentals and food and all that, into the hotel. And what I didn't tell you was that the owner was Iranian. He was educated in the United States, but he was born in Iran, and he really understood what freedom of speech meant. And all it took was a little bit of resolve. He never had any more grief in the after that, even though meetings were announced.
But, you know, Paul, the painful, as an organizer of events, the painful experience, the first responsibility is that this, folks, we've had, you know, I've never had an event canceled. But Jared has, others have. It's a very painful experience. I've stood by them as that painful experience unfolded. If you have an event and you have 100 or more people who have flown in, driven in, taken buses in to your event, and they're stranded, or the event is canceled, it's a terrible feeling. And so, Paul, the only recourse, and Jared has used this, you can sue. If you have a contract for a room, You can sue for breach of contract, not for violation of free speech, but you can make a commercial lawsuit for breach of contract. Jared has won several of those, gotten some money in those cases, but it doesn't heal the wound to the movement of having events canceled. So I just want to bring the good news to you folks tonight that this is working out. So far, it looks pretty good. I'll give you an update again tomorrow night. Saturday, we will not have a show, as we skip that day. We'll be back with you Sunday afternoon, and I'll give you a real wrap-up to this conference on Sunday. Saturday is our big speaker event day, so Sunday will be the real wrap-up day, and I think I'll actually be back home in North Dakota at that time, and we can have fun with a good wrap-up of that. I was looking for something to report to you today while I was here. You know, I flew down from North Dakota to Tennessee via Minneapolis. That was quite a fun trip. One of the listeners called me while I was en route with a pretty nice story. And that is, more text messages have surfaced and/or emails. I'm not sure whether it was a text or email message, but it was between the Lovebirds, Peter Strzok, and Lisa Page. And in this message, I'm just doing this from memory. The message went something like this: from Lisa Page, it was, "This guy can't really win. Trump can't really win, can he? That couldn't happen." And then Peter Strzok wrote back, "No, he can't win. We will not allow it."
That was even read on CNN last night.
Yeah. Now I don't have the exact text. One of you listeners could maybe call in with the exact text.
That was it, roughly.
Yeah, but that, folks, that's game, set, match. That's stick a fork in it. That's turn out the lights. You have a message like that from two very senior FBI agents, Lisa Page being the senior counsel to Andrew McCabe, the deputy director of the FBI, and Peter Strzok, the head of counterintelligence for the FBI. That's two very senior key personnel saying, "We're not going to let Trump get elected." Whoa. Now, you try to defend that in court. The wheels are really coming off for the left. That is unparalleled in American history. We will not allow it. Peter Strzok needs to be put under oath, put in front of some really bright lights. And what do they say in police work? In front of a bunch of screws. Isn't that what they call police when they're doing interrogation? Screws?
That's usually, at least in Canadian slang, that's prison guards. But I think we get the message that this is unbelievable, outrageous. People mock Donald Trump and others like us who talk about the deep state as, "Oh, you're paranoid," or "You're making it up. You're crazy." How do you account for stuff like that from senior people in the FBI?
Yeah. So now we've got Robert Mueller keeps persisting with his damned Russia investigation. This is looking so laughable now. So that's going on. And as a counterpoint to that, at the very same time, Donald Trump going from triumph to triumph. The latest, I had a chance yesterday when I was still at home, I had a chance to listen to the full press conference that Donald Trump did as he was leaving Singapore. And it was magnificent. We'll talk about it in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back, folks, and I apologize for any degradation in sound quality that we have. I'm talking to you on my cell phone from the environs of Nashville, Tennessee, actually Montgomery Bell State Park. A beautiful, let me set the scene for you. It's a beautiful state park with lakes, serene waters, people fishing, boating, swimming, even playing water volleyball out in the lake. And the people are starting to come in. As I said, there were people from Germany and Japan here today that I got to have dinner and lunch with. A filmmaker came in, had some great long conversations with that filmmaker and his team, and all very good. This is a conference put on by the American Freedom Party, of which I'm among the directors, and the Council of Conservative Citizens. And the two of our organizations are blending our efforts with a historic meeting this weekend, sort of a new twist. It's something we haven't seen, where two organizations are coalescing, I guess you could say, or coordinating their efforts more closely than ever before.
Far too seldom in the patriotic movement, where a friend of mine, you had this great saying, the late Bob Jarvis, who wrote a number of the great immigration booklets for us. He used to say the problem with the nationalist movement is there are too many gurus and not enough Hindus.
yeah, Yeah. Oh, and that's a version of too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Well, so anyway, so I'll keep you updated on that. The here's something I want to talk to you about that was just wonderful. You know, the lying fake news media is not, you know, does not report what they don't want you to know. And that includes an awful lot, maybe everything that Donald Trump does. Now, one of the things he did this week is he said, now that we've got North Korea solved, and of course, there's still, you know, balls up in the air. So, you know, the whole resolution is not yet consummated. However, he says, now with this out of the way, our big enemy now is the fake news. Fake news is enemy number one. Wow. This you saw it on your TV screens, folks, if you were watching TV. Everywhere you turned, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, they were all having a conniption over this statement that the news media is the enemy. Wolf Blitzer got on TV saying, no, we love America. guy was pathetic. And so this is, you know, truth has been told here. And it stings, it hurts for the left. Well, you know, they kept from you his wonderful press conference in Singapore as he was about to leave in Air Force One. He turns to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and he says, you know, is it time to go? They're actually holding Air Force One, which Donald Trump reminded them is a very expensive proposition. They're holding Air Force One on the runway so that these clowns in the media can get more questions in for Donald Trump. But he's winning so big. He says, ah, what the heck? It just means we get back into Washington a few hours late. That's okay, because he was scoring so big with these media questions. These dopes were embarrassing themselves. And Donald Trump just issued brilliant answer after brilliant answer. And one of the most brilliant moments in this conference was he said this. He said, just think of it. And this, what's the point? The point Kelso's going to make here. Donald Trump really is a man of peace. And here's an interesting comment. Donald Trump really is the liberal that liberals pretend to be. I'll explain. One of the things about liberals that they pretend to be is that they care about people. That's supposed to be a feature, a paramount trait of a liberal, caring about people, sacrificing for other people. Well, Donald Trump is better at that than liberals are. And he made this point. He said, well, the news media was attacking him. They're going, you're having a meeting with a nasty dictator that tortures people and, you know, kills people. You're validating an awful regime. And Donald Trump said, I'm honored to save lives, and let me tell you, he says, how many lives we're talking about. I'm honored to do this. To save lives, I'll sit down with anybody, anywhere. And then he explains. He says, think about it. We think New York City is big with 8 million people. Seoul, South Korea. Paul, do you realize, I didn't know this. Do you know how many people live in Seoul, South Korea?
When he gave a figure of it was like 30 million. I mean, I nearly croaked.
Yeah, 28 million, folks, and we'll connect the dots on that 28 million and how Donald Trump is the actual authentic liberal right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We're back, folks. Thank you to the engineers in Austin, Texas, for patching this together with bailing wire. We connect to you. Let's see. There's a bunch of good news. Before I forget, here's a premier good news item, and that is this. Out of the Federal Reserve, let me see if I can find the story here. The new chairman of the Federal Reserve, Powell, appointed by Donald Trump. This is good news. We're as patriots, we're used to seeing really dire stories about the Federal Reserve. And, I guess justifiably so. But this is a breath of fresh air. This is different. Jerome Powell was appointed by Donald Trump to be the new chairman of the Federal Reserve. Now, he is several things jump to the fore as this happens. Jerome Powell is by birth and background a Catholic. Jerome Powell is not a left winger. He's not even a left winger. And he has now gone public with some remarkable statements he said, I'm just paraphrasing some of these things. I want to find it. He has said the economy is doing very well. Trump's program is working very well. He said the Fed wants to support that. By the way, the Atlantic branch of the Federal Reserve System is predicting more than 4% growth. This is humongous. But here's the story, folks. You know, I remember when I got Eustace Mullins to New Orleans for a conference long ago that I, you know, was involved in organizing. And Eustace Mullins would, you know, intone about the Federal Reserve being the font of all evil. Well, this is a remarkable development. Not that it refutes Eustace Mullins, but Jerome Powell looks like he's not a bad guy. And he looks like he's not on any kind of an enemy team. And he's not just a member of the Federal Reserve. He's the chairman. He's also, because his appointment to the Federal Reserve was reconfirmed by the Senate a little while ago, he's now securely a Federal Reserve member until the year 2028. That's a long time. So he's going to be around a while. He's in perfect health.
For the past few years, we've been gradually raising interest rates.
Oh, here he is.
Along the way, we've tried to explain the reasoning behind our...
Here he is talking.
In particular, we think that gradually returning interest rates to a more normal level as the economy strengthens is the best way the Fed can help sustain an environment in which American households and businesses can thrive. Today, we've taken another step in that process by raising our target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter of a percentage point. The main takeaway is that the economy is doing very well. Most people who want to find jobs are finding them, and unemployment and inflation are low. Concerns about changes in trade policy are rising, I think it's fair to say, and also that you're beginning to hear reports of companies holding off on making investments and hiring people. So right now, we don't see that in the numbers at all. As chairman, I hope to foster a public conversation about what the Fed is doing to support a strong and resilient economy. And one practical step in doing so is to have a press conference like this after every one of our scheduled FOMC meetings. And we're going to do that beginning in January.
Wow. Now, let me pause that. Did you hear that, Paul? Paul, were you able to hear that? Yeah. Did you hear Jerome Powell talking as the Federal Reserve Chairman?
Yes.
Well, you know, that's not what we used to hear from Ben Bernanke or Alan Greenspan. That's a different Federal Reserve, ladies and gentlemen. That's a guy who sounds like us, thinks like us, sounds as if he has us, in his thoughts. And he sounds as if he's loyal to us.
Yeah.
He wants our economy. Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
No, I was agreeing with you.
So now, folks, this story just kind of got snuck in. I don't think anybody's noticed it. And again, the lying media is not going to point this. You know, they're going to ignore big stories like this. But this is a big change in the Federal Reserve System. And Donald Trump did it when Janet Yellen was retired as the Federal Reserve Chairman. Her term expired earlier this year. Donald Trump picked out of the you have to find a chairman from the existing Federal Reserve Board members. Donald Trump picked Jerome Powell. And listen to what he said. He said, I want transparency. I'll tell you this, you didn't hear the full press conference he gave. He spoke in layman's language with plain words. He didn't use, if you ever had to listen to one of these Greenspan or Bernanke conferences, you know, it's all this, the F3 currency is moving in a trans-diagonal hip-hop move. Just all kinds of jargon. You know, it's nonsense jargon. Yeah. And, you know, It was mumbo jumbo. But Jerome Powell speaks in plain English. The economy is doing very well. The job picture is very good. We forecast even a better and more improved economy. And then he said, another one of the tricks of Bernanke and Greenspan is not only did they speak in mumbo jumbo, you never knew when they were going to make their Olympian pronouncements from Mount Olympus. You never knew. Well, Jerome Powell says, every time we have an FOMC meeting, and that's the Federal Open Market, the Open Market Committee, he said, every time we have a meeting, I'm going to have a press conference, speak to you in plain English, and tell you what happened.
Very good.
Wow. That's not the Federal Reserve we all came to know and hate. That's a new Donald Trump Federal Reserve system. And so I don't know where this is going to go, but that looks awfully good. And it gets better, folks, because there are several vacancies on the Federal Reserve Board right now. Donald Trump's the only man who can fill those vacancies. He's going to appoint people. Is Donald Trump sophisticated and knowledgeable when it comes to matters of finance and appointing members of the Federal Reserve Board, such a task? You bet. He was a distinguished student at the Wharton School of what? Finance at the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school, one of the toughest, maybe the toughest business schools to get into in the world. Donald Trump excelled there. And even more importantly, he excelled at applying what he learned at Wharton. So Donald Trump is reshaping the Federal Reserve Board. This is one of our greatest concerns. Paul, one of my big fears when Donald Trump was elected that night on November 8th, when we were all whooping and hollering, was that the Federal Reserve Board, headed by Janet Yellen, would tank the economy.
Yes, I think that was a fear a number of people had, that this might be one of the methods the deep state would use to sabotage the very unwelcome new president.
Yeah, and the paradigm would be this, folks. Okay, you elected this right-wing president. Now see what you get. Big, giant recession, unemployment, businesses closing. See? Don't ever do that again. That would be their way of spanking us. But Janet Yellen is gone, and she actually, as she faded out, she wasn't actually that bad. She said a few decent things. But no, she didn't try to tank the economy. And maybe it's because people like Jerome Powell, or at least that one person, was on the Federal Reserve Board, which constrained, a Bernanke or a Greenspan type person from tanking the economy. But now, folks, it's Jerome Powell as the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Folks, you can sleep at night knowing, take that one off your list of things they can do to Donald Trump. They still got a lot of things they can do to him to take him away from us. But I would say, don't worry about the Federal Reserve tanking the economy at this point. Let's see. What else have we got here? Some good stories. That's a particularly good. Let's follow that Jerome Powell story, because that is powerful stuff. Here's another piece of good news. I complained about Paul Ryan and said, this is war, Paul Ryan, with your damned amnesty bill, as you run out the door as the Speaker of the House, putting an amnesty bill, an enormous, huge amnesty, trying to pass that, which would be one way of tanking Donald Trump, Paul.
Yes.
And here's the good news. Donald Trump says, no way, Jose, to Paul Ryan. Nope, I ain't endorsing that turkey. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders did not offer an endorsement of any immigration bills when asked during Thursday's press conference about the Paul Ryan bill. And Sarah Sanders repeatedly pointed back to the immigration plan that President Trump laid out months ago, and the four pillars, which included such things as an end to chain migration. And she said, if the process has to lead to a permanent solution as outlined by the president, a permanent solution, folks, that's what we've all been yearning for, a permanent solution to the immigration catastrophe. So let's hope that the Paul Ryan sabotage of the presidency is coming off the rails, and this will not, Paul Ryan will be stopped. But don't let up the heat. Keep the pressure on the White House.
Yeah, fortunately because of the internet, the word's gone out to all the immigration reformers to get on the blower to their member of the House of Representatives and let them know in no uncertain terms, no deal.
Yes, exactly.
This is a backdoor attempt to sabotage immigration reform, and I guess Ryan, as he moves off into the corporate world to be a big shot, would like to have this as part of his resume. And I helped solve the immigration problem and reached out to the schemers, and ensured a better life for millions of new Americans. I'm sure that's what he wants to do, and he's got to be denied that because he's going to be doing that over the wishes of most of the American people.
Yes, I like that, the schemers. I like that, Paul. That's a good one. So let's go now to this other great story, the lovebirds. We never tire of the lovebirds. That's, you know, this should be a soap opera. You know, As the World Turns, Days of Our Lives, The Young and the Restless. What are some of the other titles? General Hospital.
The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah, how about Peter and Lisa? Peter and Lisa. This would be a wonderful soap. And the eagerly anticipated Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz's report on the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation includes a previously unreleased text message exchange between disgraced FBI agent Peter Strzok and his extramarital lover, remember they're both married, Lisa Page, according to, here it goes. And here are the texts. Let's see, what are these? These are emails now. Wait. No, this is a text message. Okay. And what does it say? This is wonderful. Let's see, what does it say? Lisa Page texts to Peter Strzok. She says, Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? ! And then Strzok's reply, no, he's not. We'll stop it.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, folks, these are not two janitors at the FBI. This is the head of counterintelligence, Strzok, and the senior counsel of the Deputy Attorney General, Andrew McCabe. These are among the top 10 employees of the FBI. And they are saying, we'll stop it. That is what? Trump's becoming president.
The nerve. And it's frightening. I mean, they seem to suggest they have the power to intervene in the democratic system and sabotage it.
Yeah. And folks, just, you know, it's got to be a wonderful, wonderful how these were preserved, how they did not get, you know, deleted by the deep state is a great question. And someday will be answered. Someday we will learn who, what heroic person preserved these text messages and these, these emails. Who was the hero that preserved these things? And now, wow, talk about compounding this. Now we learn that Rodney the Rat Rodenstein was threatening congressional staff members and the chairman of congressional committees with dire consequences if they continued their investigation.
Wow.
Oh, Rodney, baby, you need to go to jail. That's criminal activity. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
We're back, folks, and we're in our last segment. Not much time. Oh, and I apologize. We're not able to do phone calls tonight because I just don't have the Skype rig we need to have to do that smoothly. So I'm just talking to you on my cell phone here from my place here at the American Freedom Party and Council of Conservative Citizens Joint Conference, taking place starting tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday here in Montgomery Bell State Park, just west half an hour west of Nashville, Tennessee. And here's another great exchange. This came out in the Michael Horowitz Inspector General report, which was released yesterday. And here are some of the, here's one of the exchanges. This is pretty amazing. Now, remember how ecstatic we all were on November 8th as our president. We found out who our next president, who our new president was. Here's what happened. Here's what came out of the Inspector General's report. On November 9th, one day after the election, an FBI staffer disparaged Trump voters to FBI Attorney 2. That's the only identification. FBI Employee 1, FBI Attorney 2, and so on. So Horowitz doesn't give us the names. We want those names. As FBI staffer disparaged Trump voters to FBI Attorney 2. And here's the exchange. FBI employee, I'm very upset. Then another FBI employee, ha ha. Then FBI attorney two, I am so stressed about what I could have done differently. Then FBI employee, a different one, don't stress, none of that mattered. Then another employee, the FBI's influence. FBI attorney two, I don't know, we broke the momentum. FBI employee, that is not so. And then another FBI employee, all the people who were initially voting for her would not and were not swayed by any decision the FBI put out. Trump's supporters are all poor to middle class, uneducated, lazy pieces of SHIT.
That's in the memo?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That think he will magically grant them jobs for doing nothing. They probably didn't watch the debates, aren't fully educated on his policies, and are stupidly wrapped up in his unmerited enthusiasm. And then, now get this, I mean, you know, these people all obviously need to go. Moments later, this FBI attorney, these are highly paid people, folks, lamented how a Trump presidency would erase the Obama administration's legislative achievements. I use the word achievements loosely. And here's what he tweeted. Here's what he texted. I just can't imagine the systematic disassembly of the progress we made over the last 8 years. ACA is gone, the attorney said. Who knows if the rhetoric about deporting people, walled, and such crap is true. And it goes on. It keeps getting worse. Anyway, all good news for us, folks, because it became public. Watch the public react with fury. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'll give you a big update tomorrow night on what's going on here in Tennessee. See you then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.